Hello and welcome to episode 294 of Spread Good Say Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week, nothing happened really. So,
It was nice. How about this? Comic wise and all that other stuff, it was just meh.
Yeah, I mean, lots of stuff in the world happened, but.
Yeah. As the world turns.
Yeah, so we're probably going to have a short episode. We haven't really decided what we're going to cover, so we're just going to kind of BS until we decide we're done with ourselves.
Yeah.
But we will do, you know, the pod question and our review movie, and then we'll leave.
I don't know why though.
So we got a suggestion for our streaming review for this week from our buddy Josh the White, who wanted us to watch on Netflix a movie called Outlaw King.
Yes.
Stars Christopher Pine and is it Anthony Johnson Taylor or Anthony Taylor Johnson?
Oh, I don't know.
He's Quicksilver and
is he really?
The dude from Godzilla.
Who was he in this?
And the dude from... He was the...
Aaron Johnson?
Yes. He was the Douglas guy who was like, give me my name back.
Oh my God, that's Douglas?
Yeah.
I love Douglas.
Douglas is one of the bright spots of the movie, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it centers around the story of Robert the Bruce, basically shortly after William Wallace had been defeated at Falkirk, and all of the Scottish nobles and kings swore fealty to Edward Longshanks, and then they butchered William Wallace, and he's like, maybe not. And so they decide to fight for their freedom.
It's funny because I think I already can tell, I'm going to like this movie more than you.
Yeah.
But I think part of it, I mean, you can stop me if I'm wrong, besides the movie itself, is because you love Braveheart. It is easily one of your favorite movies.
It is my favorite.
And this is tangentially attached to the same story.
Sure.
So you could almost, quote unquote, call it a kind of a sequel, because there's that point at the end of Braveheart where it does show, doesn't it show Robert the Bruce at the end? Where it basically time skips up basically at them for him coming back kind of thing. Right. And this is essentially that story.
I mean, it's essentially that story, but it's nowhere near as epic. It's, again, the problem with Netflix and editors or whatever, like, the accents were not consistent, and that really annoyed me. I did like Aaron Johnson or Aaron Taylor. Doesn't he have three names or something?
Is it Aaron Taylor Johnson?
I don't know.
Aaron. I think it's Aaron Johnson. Yeah. I know who you're talking about, though.
But, yeah, I really liked him, especially as Douglas and when he goes kind of crazy.
Dude, he's like a D&D character.
I mean, yeah. Chris Pine seemed kind of bland.
Mm-hmm.
It felt bland to me. Like, okay, I watched a movie. And, like, after it was over, I looked at Sarah, I was like, I guess I liked this movie. Because there's only two options, and we go by the Netflix options now since they changed that of, like, yay or nay. And I'm like, I guess I liked it. Like, I gave it a positive review, but I would not recommend anybody watch it.
Okay.
It's fine. It's one of those, like, it's fine if you're going to watch it. All right, whatever. But you don't need to go out of your way to watch it.
No, I definitely agree with you on the idea that no one has to go out of their way to watch it, because it's not like it's something amazing. I was expecting nothing. And that's because, honestly, up until you talked about it, like you, because you explained it last episode, that it was who it was, and that it's actually kind of, again, related to the story of Braveheart kind of idea, because it's based on historical, like, you know, like stuff and like that, historicals. I was supposed to say historical history, and I was like, that's nothing. Yeah, I word.
You could be president.
Yes, that's right. Aha. Hamburger. Where's the evidence?
Hamburger.
Oh, my God. I didn't know where that was from until someone explained it to me later. But,
dude.
I didn't care about it up until then, because I was like, oh, it's Chris Pine in a Scottish movie. That's literally all I thought about. And then you're like, okay, there's some frame of context. And I was actually way more intrigued after you talked about it. Not, like, head over heels for it. But I enjoyed it. I would definitely agree that Chris Pine is very blah bland, like you said. It's very true. He's not terrible, but he's definitely not great.
No.
And his emotion wise, like, they try to put him as a noble kind of things, and I got curious because they kept on talking about raising the dragon shit, And I was like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So I went up Wikipedia and talked about it. And they're saying, like, a Raising the Dragon essentially was, hey, no holds bar. You kill any fucking thing you want.
That's the actual meaning of chivalry.
Yeah.
And so, like, instead of prima nocta, it's prima alla.
Yeah,
it's like you don't have to get married. Like, it doesn't matter, and they murder everything, burn everything.
You can surrender, doesn't matter. Yeah, like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you can basically backstab. It gives you, like, carte blanche to do whatever you want. So I was like, okay, cool. But then I also kept on reading, because Wikipedia. And it started talking about how Robert... It's like, it talked about Outlaw King related to real, like, our historic facts. And it talks about they're, like, making him seem very noble and trying to think about this. But he's like, well, he was just ambitious and actually very quite selfish. And I was like, eh. I don't know who his wife is in this, but I really dug her.
But she
looks really familiar.
She was fine.
Well, she reminded me kind of a Daenerys kind of thing, like in build and everything like that. I don't think whatever her name is that attractive, but like the way like they kind of built her up, I actually kind of liked her. I kind of wanted to go see what other things she's been in because I'm curious if there'd be other better stuff, but.
I'm not sure.
Again, nothing great, but I was way more surprised about
the final battle was kind of cool.
Yeah. The whole like mud
stuff like that. Yeah, of like, okay, we get to fight on our land, so we know the land. What we have to do is anticipate how they're going to move and then anticipate how they're going to counter that move.
Yep.
And like the final battle was cool and fun and what you would expect.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, all right, whatever.
No, I mean, like, you're not wrong in that. I think your mez are all based on the right reasons, I would say. And I do agree with them. I just think overall I had more fun with it. I'm not going to, like, say
You meh-mored it.
Yeah.
Meh-morda.
Lord. I gave it a thumbs up, too, because it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it's only two options. We both gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch it, I guess, if you want to. Like, eh. I'm not...
You can see Chris Pine dick. That, you
know, yeah.
That's literally another thing I saw. I was like, hey.
Huh.
Also, can I just say, as much as a person, I'm like, as a guy, I'm like, I love sex scenes, but I really don't like sex scenes in movies, because I'm just like, all right, now I just feel, like, weird. Can you just keep moving it on? I'm sure they have sex. It's great. But, like, for, like, those, I'm just, like, that's not really... It doesn't, like, I know what they're trying to do is, like, trying to show that, hey, there's love, there's instilled bonds and stuff like that. But I'm, like, all right, cameraman, you can pan right. Pan right. No.
Pan right. Cool. Pan right. I can't be with you on that but it's fine. All right, so for this week's stream review, I wanted us to watch Io. It's a Netflix movie where humanity has ruined planet Earth and has evacuated to the Jupiter's moon Io, except for a few people have stayed behind. Maybe by choice, maybe they got left behind. Like,
sorry, I ruined your joke. I apologize.
Yeah, it starts with Anthony Mackie and some girl. That I don't know who it is. She looks familiar, but I'm not sure who she is. As always, if you have anything else to watch on Netflix, HBO Go, Amazon Prime, Hulu, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SpringZiggyCon on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Kren Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. We post every Monday morning, even when we have nothing to talk about, I guess.
Yeah. Hammer, what you playing?
Kingdom Hearts.
We haven't done that in a while.
I know. We really haven't done it in a while. Was playing... So, also, I'd like to say the facts is a complete side tangent. The PS4 facts. You make fun of me a lot. You and Doug and them make fun of me a lot about not playing online with you guys and about Brochella, and I just want you to know that it is completely and utterly founded.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like...
No. I thought I played online 8 hours last year. That's all I played online.
8 hours.
Like, it says locally and online.
Right.
And locally, I'm like ridiculous amounts. Online, 8 hours. So it's completely founded. Just want to point that out to you. You are right.
I mean, to be fair, I think you've been in Brochella twice.
Yeah.
So,
wow. No, but that's kind of nuts, isn't it? And I spent most of my time playing, like, freaking Persona, which, I spent 156 hours in that game.
A massive game. Mine was Monster Hunter World.
Which is also a massive game. Yeah. So.
And I was playing the shit out of that. And especially because at the time when it came out, like, we were still technically homeless because we were living with Sarah's parents. And so, like, we didn't go out much. We just kind of lounged around. And we're the house was being built. So, like,
we didn't do much.
So I was like, well, this is a perfect game for that time.
Yeah, I'm like, I completely forgot I played Persona that much. And then I was like, oh, yeah, right. But yeah, no, I'm playing Kingdom Hearts because I was starting on Diablo 3 again.
Yes.
Because I'm going through the story a bit, but not that I'm bored, but I'm kind of bored. I think I want to beat through the story. And I was talking to one of our friends about it, and she was like, no, you just need to get through the story so you can have fun and party up. Like, the story's okay and everything like that.
Yeah, the story's whatever.
But I just really want to party up with people.
Oddly enough, I don't remember the story to Diablo 3. I do for Diablo 2, because I loved Diablo 2. Diablo 3, I was like, okay, sure. But I love Diablo 3. Like, playing that is such fun.
Yeah.
And if you ever decide to actually be online, we can play that one online too.
I mean, can you hop in a story or do you just have to start a new character for online?
No, you can hop into somebody else's. That's okay. How I, like, PL'd one of my characters.
I might have you, like, because I think it might just be more fun bullshitting with people like this, because yeah. I love it.
I mean, you can even go through the story with people.
Yeah, and that's what I was curious about, because it's the same thing with, like, Borderlands. Like, you like it where it's a great game and it's got a really good basis, but playing with people actually amplifies it.
Yes.
So I think that'd be fun. But I was playing Diablo 3 and then I realized, oh, Kingdom Hearts is coming out, so I'll play through that. And I beat through 1 in about a week and a half, and that's 50 hours. That's how much I was playing that fucking game. Because I looked at it and I was like, that's rough. And I'm trying to go through all of them. I did not remember beating the game because I thought I did. And the fight that I thought was the last one, which fight are you on? I don't think it's going to be spoilers for anyone at this point.
Cause I mean, it doesn't matter. It's Riku. Oh, man. The solo fight with Riku, I think.
There is so much more.
Yeah, no, I know there's
a ton more. And I did not realize that. I thought that was the last fight.
Oh.
And because I told myself that I'd beaten it, because, it's been so damn long.
Right.
There's so much shit after this game. Like, I saw a video and I'm like, I don't remember this. Did they add this? And I'd look online to make sure I wasn't crazy. Nope, it was all there. I just barely never beat the game.
Yeah, I've never beat it, and I'm at a point where I have to beat Riku, and he's whooping my ass right now, so I have to, like, PL a little bit.
I really don't like grinding in these games.
No, especially this one, because you get, like, 4 XP. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
I really actually like the game, and I like the mechanics. Hate the camera. But
yeah.
I hate power leveling in this game, because I just want it to be more fluid. Yeah. You don't have to go. But I know there's going to be backtracking for other stuff, but I really don't like the idea of having that power level, and that was probably my biggest frustration. I think I was lucky there's a few fights that I beat, and after, like, 2 or 3 times, I beat them, and I think more on luck than anything.
More on, okay, I know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I'm playing through those, and I'm actually trying to... My goal is now I'm going to play through all of them in the order that came out. So I'm playing through the recoded game, the Chain Memories, which was a Game Boy Advance game.
Yep. Is that the card one, or is that Birth by Sleep?
No, that's the card one. I don't know if Birth by Sleep has cards, but I know this one does.
They're all weird, and they all have stupid titles. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out in 2 days.
I'm debating still if I want to... The only reason I'd want to pre-order it on Amazon is for the $10 credit. If it's a game I'm going to buy. Yeah. It's not until after you buy the game. So it should encourage you to buy more stuff later. So it's like 30 days after you bought the game, you get a $10 credit if you pre-ordered it. That's the only reason why I care about it. Otherwise, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just wait till some
set. Yeah, like I don't need it right this second.
Isn't Sarah gonna play it, or?
I imagine so, but she can buy it her own damn self. Like, she makes money.
But,
buy her shit.
Been playing that, and I'm having fun. I'm
taking her to Disneyland, she can buy her own damn game.
Oh, dude, I'm so excited. Churros. It's
2 weeks.
I know. I need to ask you more stuff about it.
Our little diner here has churros. With ice cream and such?
I know, but I mean... But
they're good.
Disney churros. I haven't been to the diner since you guys first showed me around.
It's not bad. But yeah,
I might have to ask you guys tips on Disneyland stuff afterwards, because I know we got the Max Pass thing, but I need to figure out how to do it. So
do you have the app?
I downloaded the Disneyland app. I think that's the one.
So then you'll link your app to your login.
Okay.
And it'll show it on there.
What if you bought two tickets under that? Will you still be able to do...
As long as you bought them under your login.
Yes.
So, yeah, they'll be... Because I have three on mine and they're all connected.
Okay, cool.
And then you can just pull up, you know, an attraction that does the fast pass. And you can be like, I want a fast pass. And it'll say, okay, come back between this time and this time.
Sweet.
And so your phone will be your fast pass. So you don't have to actually go to it. And then you can go to another line and stay in line and do other rides.
Stay in line. I'm really excited about this. Like, I'm really excited. It'll be fun. And yes, I'm going to see Jackie's over. He's exploded. It'll be fun.
Oh, dude, just wait. And so you're going out Sunday, too.
Yes, we're going out Sunday. What time are you guys going out? Early morning or whatever?
We plan on going to Cupcake that night.
Okay.
So I'm
Saturday
sure...
Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure we'll leave probably about 9 or 10 and get there around 6 or 7 just because of my bladder.
Okay.
And then I know she wanted to go to that pizza place for steak.
I love that description. That was the best, though. She's like, we're going to go to the best pizza place and grab steak.
Yes, we found a hole-in-the-wall pizza place right by Disneyland. Can't remember the name of it, so when we go, I'll come back and give you guys the name. But they had a $12 steak, and we had just done Disney, and we were like, all right, I guess we're hungry. So she got a $12 steak from a pizza place, right? And it's, I mean, this place is a hole in the wall. Yeah. So you're like, oh boy. And brings out the plate. The steak is the size of a plate, and the plate is one of those big ass plates.
Good Lord.
And we're like, no way. And she just, and it kind of just falls, and she's, oh my God, this is the best steak I've ever had. And I was like, one, fuck you. Two, but like,
That's adorable.
It was a good steak. And so, yeah. Well, I'll remember the name of that this time around, and we'll talk about it.
I'm going to see if I can motivate Jackie to get out of bed super early, because I want to hit up... If we can go a little further, we might go up to Little Tokyo. Or, like LA and, like down, like, Little Tokyo, hit up some breakfast or food or some places over there. For lunch, actually, at that point.
Yeah, it was, like, for breakfast. You're leaving at, like, 3 in the morning, then.
But, I mean, like, we want to hit up, like, probably some lunch places or something like that. And there's a place that does amazing breads and stuff, so we might do that. That's the one I can think of, but... Our goal is to be there. My goal is to be there earlier, and if she wants to sleep in the car, I don't care.
But I mean, you guys, you know, you have tickets for Monday, so it doesn't really matter. And just like, we'll probably go get that safe place or go to Downtown Disney and walk around and do things and then get up on time Monday morning and be there when it opens.
That's the important thing, is I want to be there.
Me too, and that's one of the things is we've been missing that lately, where we... Now, like 2 years ago, or a year, one of the times, well, I can't remember anymore, we had the early access, so we got in a little early, and even then it's still busy. Disney-fied?
Yeah.
But...
Super excited. Just had to mention all that. Also, I'm really curious about the pizza steak place. Where's you get pizza?
Pizza steak.
What about you? What are you playing, sir?
So I've been playing a lot of Battlefront 2. The last...
You guys have been chilling up. You were trying to get Obi-Wan, or what was it?
Count Dooku.
Count Dooku,
that's I've got Dooku. That was easy. It doesn't take long. I mean, it'll take you forever.
It's not me forever. You're about to say, obviously, 8 hours.
No, I'm trying to grab the platinum on that. I'm 2 trophies away, so, ugh. But one of them is a stupid-ass trophy, so there's a Heroes versus Villains mode.
Okay.
And it's basically... God, we used to use a really politically incorrect term as a child.
You know, cowboys and something? Is that what you're gonna
know?
No. Okay.
The Heroes and Villains, so each team it's kinda like tag, but it's not.
Okay.
Each round, one hero, one villain is it.
Oh, okay.
And then you have to
It's like almost like Juggernaut in a way, but it's like Team Juggernaut.
Kinda, but there's a I'll tell you the term.
Okay.
When it's not on
Yeah, that's
on record.
Fair, that's fair.
It's not on record. So one of the trophies is as the marked hero, you have to defeat the other marked hero.
Okay.
So instead, and I wish it had been as a marked hero, defeat 50 heroes, but no, you have to defeat the marked hero, and that's going to take eons. because everybody else is trying to kill that character as well.
Yeah.
And so that's a horrible trophy. That's going to be the hardest. That's the hardest one I have to do.
Well, it's funny because you were saying you didn't get a... You, what, three platinums? Hey. Oh, my. Oh, my. No, that is not a piece of candy. Because you only got three platinums?
I only got three last year.
Which is ridiculous, because you used to be a platinum hunter.
And I can remember two of them. One's Spider-Man, one's God of War. And I can't remember what the other one was.
I'd say I'm the complete opposite, because even you were frustrated at me that I was so close to platinuming, like, Spider-Man. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, but, like, it's just right there. Just do it.
And I'm like...
And I'll probably go back for the DLC at some point.
I do want to play the DLC... I'm waiting to see whatever that Fantastic Four stuff. I'm hoping it's something more substantial than just a costume.
Or just a building. That
I want it to be something. Because that would be awesome. But like, yeah, I'll wait till that stuff, because then eventually it'll go on sale and then be... Yay!
So playing a lot of Battlefront 2, and I just started up Far Cry 5, finally. And it's... fuck this game, one. So dude. He's sitting here watching me, like, murder people, and then all of a sudden this bull comes out from nowhere and just mauls me over. And I'm like, the fuck are you doing here? So I start shooting the bull, and then all of a sudden this eagle just swoops down and just starts attacking me. Like, what is going on here?
This is the
first shit. But not one eagle, two eagles.
Yes. This is the first shit I get to see as it come in the house. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. It's more Far Cry.
Yeah. Which
is, it's good and bad.
Yeah.
It's I love the Far Cry games, but it's kind of getting to that Telltale thing where they aren't fixing their problems. Like, the driving mechanics are still shit-ass shit. And they've always been bad. Like, even since Far Cry 3, which was amazing.
Yeah.
If you got on an ATV, like, you, if you hit a rock, you went flying off the fucking... And the same fucking mechanics are here, and I don't know why they haven't changed that.
I love 3. 3 is the one that keep going, because I actually never played 4.
4 is good. 3 is amazing. 4 is really good. 5 has been fun so far. I want to get to more of the story. I really want to... I'm invested in wanting to know how this religious zealot story goes and how it ties into New Dawn.
Yeah.
So,
I'm super curious, though, watching you with that crazy shit. I was like saying, like, is that me or is the hit detection off a little bit?
Because
you're aiming at guys and you're like, wait, shoot again. What the? Got another motherfucker. Well, you shot way off and then he got hit in the leg. And I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Well, you saw me have to shoot that eagle 4 times in the fucking face.
Yes, because these are American eagles.
They are on some steroids.
They're wearing bulletproof vests or something like that.
They got their mullets.
America! Opening up beers with their talents.
So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. Other than that, not much. Started watching The Matrix on 4K. It's...
Okay.
No, I love The Matrix.
I thought you'd already watched it before, though.
No, I just bought it.
Oh, okay.
The problem, and we talked about this before, but the problem with 4K is you can see everything, and...
You can see the edges of the special effects.
1998 special effects did not carry over too well.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad that they did a lot of it practical, but there are some special effects scenes where I'm like, this is... This is what we're doing here?
I actually haven't gone back to watch The Matrix in... Oh, God. It's got to be, like, 4 years at least. So I've forgotten... Like, I have that I have that fog of war, essentially, where I'm, like, I'm looking through and going, like, I remember the movie, but not 100%. Because, like, if I watch it again, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I know the parts, but I don't remember exactly how it looks. So I was trying to think, besides the bullet spin area and stuff like that...
No,
there's the spinning of the bell or spinning of the spoon, and then the.
No, the worst is so. Remember when he touches the mirror?
Yes.
And then
it creeps up on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, we need to get past this scene quickly. but the practical stuff is good, and I mean, it sounds amazing.
I was gonna say the sound is what I was curious about.
Yeah, it's an Atmos, and I've been able to at least. Show Sarah finally the difference between digital and physical, because Dark Knight is on Netflix. Yeah. And I have the 4K. And so...
Oh, is that what you made your post recently about?
Which one?
You said one... That's a good point. No, the one about where you said, like, physical is always is better than digital.
Yes.
Or something like
that. Yes, because I was watching... I was like, eh, she was doing something. So I was like, I'm not going to get... Oh, Dark Knight. Oh, or no. We put on Star Trek because it was on Amazon Prime, I believe. And I was like, okay, fine. And then I went to Netflix because we were going to watch You on Netflix. And while she was doing something, I was
watching, like, what?
You.
What's You?
Story of... it's a TV show about a guy who's a stalker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, it's a little... but she was out in the kitchen doing something. I was like, eh, Dark Knight's here. Why not? I've never seen this movie before. And so I'm like, God, this looks bad. And then right at the beginning, you know, they shoot that grappling hook through the window. Well, on the Netflix version, it's all... And I'm like, oh. But on the 4K, it like... And it rumbles, and it's such a vast difference between the two that I'm like... I hate you streaming fuckers.
It's a vast difference.
Vast difference.
Every fucking time, man. That's
I like. And the bad thing is people are more concerned about convenience.
Accessibility.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Than quality. And the quality is garbage. Garbage. But
it's an acceptable level of garbage.
Because, it is an acceptable because level.
People, well,
if you don't know the difference, you don't know the difference.
Well, like, my thought is this: is that for screens wise, like you made the joke about it, but I'm like you and Doug obviously both have like the 4Ks and stuff like that. But I'm like, I'm still operating on like a fuck.
You're a 1080.
Oh, yeah, it's an 8, almost 9-year-old TV now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So most people, like, when they buy they're like, oh, it's a 4K TV. They're more prominent because they're probably cheaper now. So I've seen those. But people having a full surround sound system, like, not just a sound bar, but a full surround sound system is super rare. So it does make it kind of like a Cadillac property. But, I mean, like, I love it because seeing a movie with that kind of shit is fucking amazing.
Well, and it's, like, every time I see somebody who's like, oh, blah, 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 the physical or digital, I want to bring them over and be like, you need to sit down.
No, I mean, that's what you did with me every time we watched. How many times we watched
Lost Boys is what did it for you, where you were like, oh.
God. The first time I saw that was the first time I actually watched the movie all the way through. And I watched it on Blu-ray and I'm like, is this a new movie? I knew it wasn't, but I'm like, damn. Sax guy got some ass. You hit the gym
hard. But like, it's one of those things where I want to sit people down, and I understand you can be like, okay, I see the difference and blah blah blah, but it's not me, and I get that. But the problem is 4Ks are expensive. They're $30 for a disc, like, and that's on everybody, you know, on Fox, on Disney, like, bring those prices down to $20 for one, and two, like, nobody's going to want to invest the thousands of dollars that I have. Like, I get that.
Yeah.
But don't tell me the quality's just as good. It is nowhere near as good.
I really do feel like in the next 3 to 5 years, we'll probably see a better streaming. One, you'll have a better latency kind of stuff. Because I know there's a lot of, like, internet technologies, compressions and stuff like that are coming out. Where you'll actually see it be more possible for you to have, like, a very true version of, like, 4K streaming-wise. And by then, I'm sure there'll be something better, because physical... Like, that's
Sarah sat down, she's like, tell me the truth. Do I have to worry about 8K? And I was like, no. No. You've got years before I'm upgrading the receiver or the TV. Don't worry about it.
That's so precious.
Yeah,
That's really precious. She knows you, too. She's like, do I have to... Oh, man. Oh, God. No, I mean, that's my thought is, like, I used to buy DVDs back in the day, and I used to buy Blu-rays, and I've stopped both because my thought is, right now, my factor is, like, my limiting factor, it's, like, the slowest part on your computer is your hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you switch it out to a solid-state drive on most computers, it'll speed it up, like, ridiculously because it's processing power. It's the slowest part. Same thing with my TV is my slowest part of my system. Like, my sound system isn't great. It's good. It's actually really good, but it's not great. But my TV is, like, easily older than it. So I'm like, once I change that up, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. maybe by the time I do it, they'll have something else.
Yeah, or but like you don't care enough.
No, it's not a knock or anything. No, it's like, true. Like I don't. Some people just don't care
to that extent.
I would love to set up the room to be that way. Like have it all there. I think that would be more of a me. I know that's more of a me thing. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those, like, if I can make
hashtag
it a
too. Two.
Oh, my God. Dude, I was talking to someone about hashtags and pounds, and someone's like, you know your age when you look at a pound sign and you realize it's a pound sign versus a hashtag or a hashtag versus a pound sign. And then all I could think about was that, and it cracked me up.
We were playing Battlefront, and one dude's screen name was hashtag me too.
Oh, my God.
Like... I love some of the just horrible names. I've seen Vanilla Ass Cream. Like, oh my God. I love some of the just horrible names that I find online.
Oh, shit. The internet is terrible and wonderful. Oh, can I just say that there's a dude who was on a motorcycle when I was driving over to your house that gave me anxiety? Because you know the floss move, right? Where they do the whole, like, move the hands in front and the back. It's like
The dance.
I think it's called flossing. Whatever. Because obviously I'm on top of it. It's big in Fortnite as well. The guy was on the freeway on his bike, and he was standing on his bike and was flossing, and did that four fucking times before he finally got off. And I'm like, motherfucker, please stop doing this. Because he's doing it emphatically, and if you know the move, like, that's going to throw you off balance. I'm just waiting for this guy to die. Like, I got all the way over to the HOV lane, because I'm like, I don't want to be near this when this is like, I don't want no part of this. But I'm just seeing the dude, I'm like, what the fuck is up? No one's filming you, dude. Everyone's just watching and waiting. Like, it happened, and this is the second time I've seen some craziness that I thought only happens on, like, YouTube or people's dash cams.
Or the West Side.
Because I saw...
Although we are in Mesa.
Yeah. I saw a guy who went wrong way driving at night. That scared the shit out of me. On the freeway. God. On the 10. As I was going to the 60, and I was on the HOV lane, I saw some guy, and I'm like, I thought they had their hazards on. I'm like, okay, but I'm like, why are they facing me? And they're going, like, 25, 35 on the shoulder of the HOV lane. And I immediately call, like, 911, because I'm like, dude... This shit's real. I thought it was a joke sometimes, but that scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, people are nuts on the road.
I hate people.
Yeah, I do too. On the side note, I did actually get to go see... I know you're not a big anime fan, but you know Cowboy Bebop, right?
Yes.
So it's a big, like, jazz kind of themed number like that. They had a jazz... Not quartet, but they had a jazz group that actually did songs from it. When it's all with, like... Becca and our friend Brad, and it was really good, minus he got no car accident before. He's fine. But, well, he's going to be sore as fuck. But the show was really good. I would highly recommend the group. I guess they do 8-bit jazz as well.
What is it with you in car accidents?
It wasn't me this time.
No, I think you are the catalyst.
I don't want to be the catalyst.
I think you are.
No, please. Otherwise, I'm going to start holding myself up in my room and be like, nope, I'm good. I'm not going out.
But people tangentially are attached to you.
Yeah. Don't put that on me. Don't put that on me, buddy.
All right, so we're going to get to the pod question for this week, which was brought to us by Hammer.
Yes, and I wanted to know... What is your geeky family crest? Like, what would be on it? And I know that is something where...
Yeah, this was rough. We did get an answer from our buddy TK, who...
I knew it.
Unfortunately, he's Asian, so he has a family crest.
Fuck him.
But he would add the Imperial Cog to it somehow. Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, we're not expecting you to draw it. Mm-hmm. But he would add the Imperial Cog to his family crest, which... Whatever. Fucking Asians.
Okay.
Because, of course, he has one.
Yes. Got his work. He cheated.
So, for mine, I'm not 100% sure how I would go about doing it. I know that I would have the Final Fantasy crystal somewhere, probably prominently in the middle.
Yeah.
And maybe laid on top of, like, Metallica's Ninja Star.
Okay, no, that's tattooed. Good. Because I had
that tattooed. Yeah. And then, you know, some sort of... language that's not English, because English is boring.
Yeah.
That says something. I don't know. I got a big dick. I don't know.
All right, cool.
That goes down to the family crest, so that'd be you know, tattooed on her nose. Exactly, that'd be great.
It's like, oh, I like what you did there. Oh, you're part of the Big Dick Clan.
Yeah, why do you have, I got a big dick tattooed on your ass. Oh, okay.
It's part of the family crest.
Yeah. Really? What about you, man?
I wouldn't have a big dick on mine, obviously.
Well, we know that.
You've never seen, I've seen yours, you've never seen mine, so how do I know this? So I mean, like, my thought was like, it's got to be the weird trinity of like Star Wars, Star Trek, and Stargate. I would have like a gate. I would have probably not a lightsaber. You gotta
go with stars, man.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was like, I love all three of them. I really do. So it'd probably be some kind of iteration of the Federation symbol, something of like a gate.
Iteration of the Federation. What?
New album. And then it would be more of like the Jedi sigil than the Rebel or the Imperial Cog one. And I also wanted to put stuff, I was like starting to like think about putting way too much real shit on there, but other than that, it'd be like something of like Marvel and DC kind of thing, mainly with like Thor and Aquaman, because they're the two characters I love and they're both fucking kings, so apparently I have a type for people that I admire, I guess, I don't know. But that's kind of the thing I always went with, some kind of pit thing of the Odin Sun and something with the Aether Aquaman and Atlantis. So
that's a weird crest. That's a lot of stuff.
It would be a weird amalgamation. I started writing out and then I was like, I don't have artistic talent, so this doesn't work. But it actually kind of made me think, because I actually, my goal is this year I'm getting a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the fuck I'm going to get of it, but I don't want it to be something that is past, like, for you, it makes so much sense. You have Metallica. I'm like, it makes fucking sense. It's been a big part of your life. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out.
You can get the barbed wire around your bicep.
Yeah, that'd be great. Man, like, that thing with a...
There's one that I've been thinking of that I really want to do, that, but, like, I don't know if any artists can do it.
Okay.
Because, like, it's 100% unique.
Okay.
Like a star.
Okay.
But each point of the star is different colors.
Okay. What?
You've seen that tattoo a billion times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tattoo of like, purple and black, purple and black, purple and black, purple and black, purple and black. It's not unique.
Okay.
Everybody has it. It's it.
Are you actually trying to like be real, or are you being joking?
No, okay. I'm being joking.
I was actually trying to follow on. Okay, dude.
It's the barbed wire. I'm not going to knock
until I see it.
It's the barbed wire. It's the evolution of barbed wire and the tribal.
Oh,
it's the next thing. We're like... Everybody and their mother has it.
No, that sounds terrible. My brother had barbed wire. He didn't have barbed wire. He had the tribal. And then later on went back and had it like updated to something else. But
thank goodness.
Yeah. Because like, that was his first tattoo. I remember him getting it too and coming home. And my parents had no tattoos. And one time he was drunk and hungover. And he walked with a no shirt on. My mom's like, what the fuck is that? It was amazing.
I mean,
But yeah.
Yeah, so here's a picture of it.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck is that?
Everybody has that thing.
Isn't it like some like hipster gang
thing? I'm sure it's supposed to mean something, like, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
No. All right, so for this week's pod question, mine's really actually simple, even though we're going to be recording before the big game, because we got to figure that out.
Oh, yes.
Who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl? Patriots, Eagles? No, that was last year. Sorry, Patriots Rams.
Well, I was going to go with Eagles for the period, because obviously, you know, I had it long because of the game you played.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with the Rams because of the game you played.
You don't have to give your
answer. I'm going to spoil it now because right, I'm going to go with Rams.
Yeah, so it'll be weird. So you can Nostradamus your Super Bowl picks because we'll be recording.
Who are you putting on? You can spoil it a bit. I mean, right? Or do you want to spoil
it? I mean, it doesn't matter. I would much rather the Rams win, and it's going to be the Patriots. It's going to be like 45-17. Like, it's just going to be...
That's not even fun.
No, it's going to be ugly as sin.
See, I don't...
Like me.
You know me, I don't... Fuck you. No. No, no, no.
No, don't fuck me, because I'm ugly as sin.
God damn it. No. All right, no.
All right. So, that's going to do it for this week's show. Ladies and gentlemen, you can always find us... why am I taking your shit? No.
Yes. You can always find us every Monday morning on SoundCloud.
You can find us...
Rebooting. All right. SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning when we post and when we have stuff to talk about. Even when we don't, we find things to talk about.
We do find
You know what? Podcasts find a way.
Podcasts find a way.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Have you heard about the podcast?
Tell me about this podcast.
Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to episode 294 of Sprank and Say Geek. So we're Sprank and Say Geek, I'm back.
Remember,
embrace your geek.
Have a great week. When you mentioned about doing like the nerd feud kind of thing, which would be fun. It's just a lot of prep work. Gotta find the stuff for it. But I mean, it could be fun. And we totally could enter that Tristan MC it.
Fuck that. I'm even seeing that thing.
No, that's fine. Just let Tristan do it. Do the TK thing. That.
No.
It'd be great. Actually have TK and Mando doing it, and then we can do their voiceovers.
No.
Amazing. It's a really dumb idea, but it made me think about doing like something.